You never saw anything like it. It was orange. Absolutely orange. And you never heard anything like it. But you will, as we hear the story of Captain Gamble's uniform on Theater 5.
He's gonna wait for nightfall, the Hawk. I'm not sitting here like a duck with a busted port screw.
If he had to reload, Captain, he might have given up in this storm.
Put your nose into that scud, Mr. Tubman. We're downwind of diesel oil. When you've been in this war long enough, you'll know the stink of a U-boat. He's sitting out there waiting, picking his teeth and his own good time.
Cut that screw, Henderson, before they split right open.
The shaft. The whole thing's blown out of line.
Mr. Hayes?
Yes, sir?
When I send for a man from the bridge, I mean for him to come. I do not mean in his own good time. I do not mean I will come for him. I mean he will come when I call him.
Yes, sir, but we can't move on this screw, Captain. The port shaft is bowed.
Put the mechanics on it. We want results, Mr. Hayes, not your expert opinion.
Captain Gamble, 3,000 yards, sir. He's underway again.
Right full rudder, Mr. Tubman.
Aye, sir.
Stand facing alert. I want you on the bridge, Mr. Hayes, now. Mr. Hull, man the boats. Stand ready, all of you.
2,000 yards bridge. He's coming on.
Get on that gun, Mr. Hayes. When you see him, fire.
1,500 yards. Still coming.
Fire, Mr. Fire!
Bridge, you hear me? Forward magazine is burning. Fire in the hold.
Left full rudder. Put the sail going.
Forward of the stack, bridge. We're breaking apart. Turn.
Abandon ship! Abandon!
Henderson.
His burns are festering in the sun.
Miller, too. If we only had something to cover them.
Nothing left. All the men and ducks tore them up for bandages. The storm got the rest.
Yeah. Getting dry down there, still has his pants.
What's left of him? Takes a lot to cover a man his size.
Well, he got out of that sea alive anyway. That was something.
Yeah, but not much. What do we do now?
Somebody will pick us up on the convoy route.
Yeah, if we don't lose it, they won't break convoy for us.
Why should they break convoy, Mr. Maxson? The command of a ship means discipline. Order from top to bottom. You understand that too, don't you, Mr. Hayes? Order from top to bottom?
Yes, sir.
Then get on those oars again. You too, Mr. Tubman.
Aye, sir.
What I want to know, Captain, is where are we headed with all this rowing?
Everybody wants to know. Are we holding the convoy route? Where are the ships?
I am not aware that a commanding officer is obliged to report to his crew.
But rowing in the sun is senseless, Captain. Unless we're headed somewhere. Are we making the Antilles?
We are headed, Mr. Hayes, for ship's order and discipline. Unless it's achieved, I'll nail you before the maritime court. And let me warn you all. My ears are sharp as an elk's. And I'm as big as an ox. Now, lean to those oars, all of you.
I tell you, he's out of his skull.
We'll run this thing in circles just because he calls it order.
It's a week now, Hayes. The brain men are worse. If he doesn't say where we're going, I'm for...
You're for what?
You heard what Henderson said. He's going to die, isn't he?
I'm afraid so.
A dying man knows. Get rid of him, he said. Get rid of Captain Gamble.
You're the one he lays into. You're a small guy, Hayes.
I know.
I sleep lightly, Mr. Hayes, when I'm listening to conspiracy. You all know the consequence of mutiny at sea? I'll see that they hang you for it. Now, I've got the only gun. Who's going to take it away?
10 days rowing in this sun. I'll get the gun, Gamble, and then I'll...
Maxon! Don't be an idiot! Get back here!
Let him come! Maxon, come and wait, look!
What is it?
A light! It's a light!
It's red!
It's red!
Lean to the oars!
Lord, Uncle Albert, they are near Donnie. They have been half naked in this sun.
Water, Edward. Water, bring water to them now. Now, one last time now, eh?
These men need doctors. A hospital. Can you get them there at once?
Oh, yes, yes, sir. The ambulance, Edward, call it.
What happened, sir? Was your ship torpedoed?
That's right. Submarine.
Well, what place is this? Where are we?
St. Vincent Island. West Indies.
British?
Yes, sir. Windward Island.
All right, you. Can we get some clothing here? Something to cover ourselves?
All cotton is quite scarce, sir, because of the hostility. But we shall find something. Oh, we have a tailor who is a weaver.
Oh, quite nice. Handsome, sir. Like a merchant uniform. White ducks, you call it?
I call it white ducks, my good man. And I say you're one genius of a tailor.
I am, too. But it is the end of white ducks. All that cotton is gone now. Finished.
No more on the island? What about Captain Gamble's uniform?
We had only end pieces. Your commander is a very large man. No single piece was big enough.
But you fit the others.
With the smaller pieces, sir. But I have other cloth for Gamble. Beautiful cloth for a very large man.
Do you mean to tell me, Mr. Hayes, that he couldn't find anything else?
Oh, there's no more white, sir. This is a sample of all that's left.
Tell him to get it from another island.
There's no shipping, sir.
Naked in this room a week, and this is what you find me? You expect the ship's commander to wear a suit made of this?
It's very cool, sir.
Cool me blowed! Look at the color, Mr. Hayes! It's orange! Orange! Absolutely orange!
Hayes! Over here.
Hello, Maxon. Tubman.
Hey, they got rum. What'll you have?
I'll have rum.
You gotta fight a war. This is the way to do it. Here's to you boats everywhere.
Now, that's all right, but I got a family. I want to get away from here.
Before the captain's suit is finished?
Now, Mr. Hayes, you've missed the whole purpose of this shipwreck. You don't stay to see Gamble in that suit.
He's gonna be pretty as a sunset.
I've been wondering, how do you give orders in an orange suit?
You give orange orders.
Oh, come on.
The way I see it, it's poetic justice. When he gets into that thing, nobody's going to keep a straight face, including the natives.
You'll see to that, won't you?
Come on. I'll lift you, Toby. Can you see through the window?
There are too many in front. Lift me more higher, sir.
Let me know when he looks in the mirror, Toby.
He won't have to. You'll hear it crack.
Oh, he's coming out, sir. He's walking to the door. Oh, it is a beautiful suit. A very orange suit.
Oh, my nice suit. Come on, help.
Don't overdo it, Max, and he knows how he looks.
Go on, kid. Tell him he's pretty.
Like a big fire, Captain. Like a... fat orange fire. Beautiful.
He'll blow like a whale.
Quiet. Quiet, please. Thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you. What kind of an answer is that?
What's he doing?
Walking down the street shaking hands.
Hayes, give him a few more days in that suit and he'll go off like a grenade.
You got to give him credit the way he walked down that street with everybody laughing.
You'll give him credit. I remember what he is.
Yeah. Don't forget the lifeboat.
Afternoon, Mr. Hayes.
Hello, Albert.
Gentlemen.
Did you round up that equipment, Albert?
Yes, sir. It's been left in Kingston.
The generator, too?
Yes, sir. But we don't have anyone who understands it.
If you got those parts, we'll make it work.
Ever known anybody so anxious to get back into the war? Quiet, quiet, here he comes.
You can't take that needling long.
Mr. Hayes, Mr. Tubman.
Afternoon, Captain.
Mind if I join you, Mr. Maxson?
Mine? No, sir.
Bartender, drink water on.
What?
Rum, Mr. Hayes?
Well, yes, sir.
You know, there's one thing about this suit. Everybody knows who I am.
And where. They can't miss you.
That's right, Mr. Maxson. They knew I was there in the hospital the minute I walked in the door.
You went to see the crew?
Yes, so now we got to get that transmitter rigged. Those men need good hospitals. And if you don't mind, I'd like to work with you. Of course, in this suit, I'd be a good signal just standing on the mountain.
Hey, Maxson. Here he comes, the orange elephant. Look at them follow him down the street.
It's just nuts. I mean, what that suit did to him.
I think he likes the crazy thing.
Yeah, look at him out there, waving and smiling like he just told a big joke or something.
All right. Gentlemen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir.
I've been back to the hospital. The men like to hear about the rest of you. Makes them feel better.
Oh, I meant to tell you, sir. Sorensen told me how much your visits mean to them.
Is that right? Yes. Fine men, all of them.
To J.R. St. Vincent, signal 05640. Come in. Come in.
Maybe the signal's weak.
We've been calling 3 days now, around the clock.
I'll take the headphones now. No time to be discouraged, Mr. Tubman. We just got to stay at it. To J.R. St. Vincent, come in. Come in.
I'll take the next two, Maxson. You look bushed.
Signal 05640. St. Vincent, come in. Come in. Come in, Exmoor.
What's he got?
Read me, Exmoor. Crew of American merchant vessel Hughes at St. Vincent.
What is it, sir? What do you got?
A pretty supply ship, Exmoor, out of Trinidad. We could make Caracas from there and onto another ship. Read me, Exmoor. The Hughes was torpedo. Crew at St. Vincent. Can you take us off?
What's he saying,
Captain? What's he saying, sir?
That's G-A-M-B-L-E. 05640 St. Vincent. I'll read that, Exmoor, out.
What is it, sir? What do they say?
They're checking our registration. When it's verified, they'll pick us up. 3 days, maybe.
3 days! Did you hear that, Max?
3 days, sir. In a week, you'll have a new command.
3 days and we'll be away!
Well, I've taken care of all of it. Men will be brought down in ambulances. Exmoor has cleared space for them.
And she'll be in for sure tomorrow?
Tomorrow night. They want the cover of dark coming out on the open sea.
We shall miss you, Captain Gamble.
And
the orange suit, sir.
Toby, my boy, it's been an experience. I won't forget this suit if I live 200 years.
Too bad, sir. But it was all Victor could find.
That's all right. You've treated us well, Albert. Not a man among us can complain. Oh, here. Buy Toby an ice, will you?
Thank you, sir.
Well, it looks like the end of the castaways.
Yes, well, now there's something I'd like to say to you men. When we get back to the States, they will restore my command on another ship. But, well, no crew will ever mean what you men have meant to me. It would be the deepest honor I could know if you'd sign aboard with me again.
Well, I don't know about the others, sir, but the honor would be mine.
That's the way I feel, sir.
Yes, sir, sir, so do I.
Well, then drink up, gentlemen. There's another round coming.
Listen to that, Captain Gamble.
Yes. A bosun's whistle.
They're piping us aboard.
Like bloody royalty.
Maybe they picked up Churchill, too.
No, Mr. Tubman, no. They're whistling at my suit.
Here you are, Captain Gamble. You can get out of that thing now. Skipper's compliments. He says he weighed more when the war started. He passes this uniform down to you, sir.
Ah, look at that, Mr. Hayes. Pure linen and a fit. Or close enough.
Let me get it on.
I'll be back, sir. The skipper wants our personnel list. He's making up his table.
Oh, this is a cruise, Mr. Hayes. All we need is champagne. Come in, come in.
Look at that, will you? Now, that's a real uniform, sir.
It's great to see you in the right thing, sir.
He's a commanding officer again.
Yes, well, now we can shape up, gentlemen. Put things back in order. There's a button off that shirt, Mr. Tubman.
Yes, sir.
See that it's replaced before dinner.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Maxson, you need a shave.
Yes, sir.
And when you've shined those shoes, you'll find me on the bridge, Mr. Hayes.
What's with him?
Oh, he'll be all right. It's probably the roll of the sea. I wouldn't smoke on deck, Tubman. We're moving out to sea.
If you ask me, we've been had. Right back where we were.
He was even giving orders to the captain.
No, he wasn't. This skipper's not used to open water. He wanted Gamble's advice, that's all.
Maybe. When you're at the captain's table, you don't get up until he does. Gamble walked away as though the ship was his.
He said he was tired. It's been a big day. Well, for me, too. I'm turning in.
Is that you, Mr. Hayes?
Yes, sir.
Well, clean up that gear in there. You left my quarters like a flop house. When I get out of this shower, I want everything stowed.
Half of this stuff is his.
Tell him to lump it.
And get rid of that orange suit, Mr. Hayes. Throw it overboard. I don't want the thing left around.
There's your answer, Mr. Hayes.
Yeah, I guess you're right. The minute he got out of this thing...
Like it meant something dirty to him.
Or maybe something clean.
What do you mean?
I don't know. What's that? Station alert. They've picked up an enemy sounding.
Not again. Haven't we had it?
Get out of here, Tubman. Get to the boats.
Get Mr. Hayes! Mr. Hayes, this door is jammed! Get me out of here!
Come on, Max, and get to the boats. I'll take care of him.
Mr. Hayes! Mr. Hayes! Tired, Mr. Tubman. Let me take that oar a while.
Thank you, Captain Gamble.
He's been rowing relief all night.
He's a good man, Gamble is.
What'd you do with the uniform?
The white one? I threw it overboard.
Nice of you to pick up his other suit. He'd have been stark naked without it.
I thought of that, too. And that's no way to go back to St. Vincent.
Captain Gamble's Uniform, written by Richard McCracken and directed by Ted Bell. In the cast, Peter Donald, George Petrie, Evelyn Juster, Gilbert Mack, Sam Raskin, and Guy Sorrell. Audio engineer Marty Folia. Sound technician Terry Ross. Script editor Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Alexander Vlastotsenko. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser.